The Cape Breton Regional Municipality is looking for feedback on a possible expansion of the Harbourside Business Park in Sydney. The former site of the Sydney Steel Plant, the Harbourside Business Park has played host to a number of businesses over the years, including industrial storage, warehouses, union offices, environmental agencies, resource management, and commercial storage. Now, CBRM Council is considering amendments to the Commercial Development District Improvement Bylaw to expand the boundaries of the business park to include areas such as Stable Drive and Ferry Street, which are close to Open Hearth Park. CBRM Communications Advisor Jenna McQueen says they are currently reviewing the bylaw and found an opportunity to possibly expand the business park.
With the new planning land use bylaw, there were some zoning changes in that area. So what staff are recommending to council is just expand the area to basically mirror the new zones in the planning land use bylaw. So what we're trying to do right now is get the public's feedback on that. So there's a map. We have a survey out to the public. It's on our website under the notices section. There's a map there that people can look and see what the new expanded area would look like, and just get their feedback on whether or not the public agrees with the change, doesn't agree with the change. So what this is intended to do is to incentivize new commercial development in the area by providing them a tax relief phased-in tax program. So what we're doing is we're making sure that we're having the opportunity to hear public feedback. But it's also important to note this is just one step of the public process getting feedback. Anytime we amend a bylaw, we also have to do a public hearing. So while we're doing this survey, we would still be doing a public hearing in the council chambers as well to make sure that we're giving all opportunities for the public to have their voice heard.
She explained what they're looking for from the public.
So really what we're looking for is just quite simple, whether or not people support the amendments to expand the area, whether or not people actually feel that the tax phase-in under this bylaw would encourage themselves or companies or businesses in the area to invest or redevelop property within that commercial area. And honestly, just any other feedback that they may have or questions or concerns that they want staff and council to be aware of when making a decision on whether to proceed with amending this bylaw.
She also explained how people can send in their feedback.
The survey is available on our website, and we're accepting feedback until September 1st at 12 p.m.
A link to the website can be found on the CBRM Facebook page. The website also includes maps of the proposed changes and links to the existing and proposed bylaws. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.